Welcome to Maximum Impact, reaching you from the Citadel of Impact, Abuja, New Estate Baptist Church. We enjoin you to open your mind and connect with the Lord as we receive engrafted words. Get ready to be greatly blessed as we join His anointed servant, Pastor Abiodun Aribike.
We thank you. We bless you. Have your seat. Psalm 46. You know, specific songs carry specific anointing. This one is very anointed. Let me just have it on the keys. Whatever is troubling you. What's the meaning of that name? My helper. Wow. Can we do this in this service? Can we bow down on our knees? Let's commit whatever is troubling us into the other. Can we go on our knees? We just do that for 3 minutes. Just talk to him. Whatever is troubling you. Am I on? 3 minutes. Let's just commit it to the hand of the Lord. Just talk to him. Maria Catala Bacaria Cada. Jesus.
Jesus, you're my only.
Talk to him. Help your people, Lord.
My sweet perfume, my holy soul, in your holy.
Help.
My being.
Help your people, Lord. Arise for the help of your people, Lord. Arise for the help of your children.
My atmosphere, my sweet perfume, my all in all. In you I live and have my being.
We thank you.
Jesus, you're
my only love. I give you 30 more minutes. 30 more seconds. 30 more seconds. I will not be dismayed. I will not be put to shame. We thank you. We bless you. Thank you. Heavenly Father, we thank you. To you who answer prayers, will your people come. We have come in the time of trouble. And we thank you for your help that is available for us. We give you all the glory and the honor. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Isaiah, Psalm 46. Let's take 1, 2, 3. Our time is fast spent. May I know the Lord is helping you. God is our refuge and our strength. And ever, I want us to read together. Let's go together. God is our refuge and our strength, a very present help in trouble. That means a man that is always present when we are in trouble. The more the trouble, the more his presence. But many times he is silent in the trouble. And for many people in trouble, they call God. They want to hear the voice of God. They don't hear it. He is available in trouble. But sometimes he is silent in our trouble. That God is silent does not mean God is not available. Hello, when we're growing up, you know many times daddy is in the room resting. We make all our noise. On a normal day, he comes and says, shut up. Just this. But he's just there. You are making all the noise. He did not bother. That he did not show his face does not mean daddy is not available. Are you here? Please, are you here? When you ask questions and God does not answer sometimes, it does not mean that God is not available. Always remember, he is an ever-present help in trouble. Go back to verse 1. If you understand this, my work is done. Look at verse 1. If you understand verse 1, my help, my work is done. Look at this. Let's read together. God is a refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. So please tell somebody, when you are in trouble, you are not alone. Now, listen to me. Many times, when we are in trouble, especially the trouble we cause by our own hands, you remember what your father does to you when you are in trouble. Say, you have done it again. Let them carry you anywhere they go to. So when you are in trouble, you think your God in heaven is like your father that abandons you in trouble. The God in heaven does not abandon his children when they are in trouble. But what does he do? He is an ever-present help in trouble. Can you say, my God is ever-present in my trouble? Say that again. Let me hear you. My God. Holy young come. Wow, beautiful song. Ever present help. We thank you. In the name of Jesus. So put that in your spirit. That our God is an ever present help in trouble. Do you understand that? Now, number 2. Job 5 verse 7. Job 5 verse 7. Read with me. Let's go. 1, 2, go. Yet man is born for trouble as a spark. Is there anybody here that does not have a trouble, a problem he's dealing with presently? In fact, if you are not dealing with anyone presently, you overcame one yesterday and you are free today. Tomorrow another trouble is coming. No be prophecy, but it will come. Why? Look at the screen. Look at the screen. Read with me. Let's go. 1, 2, go. Man is born to trouble. Pastor, which one are you reading today now? Job 14 verse 1. That is why you have to be sure that your God is an ever-present help in trouble. Because the world is full of trouble. I don't need to. In fact, I'm not supposed to talk about this. Everybody knows that. In fact, the clothes where we wear, they use and cover trouble. Some of our looks and makeup are meant to cover troubles. Some of our smiles are covering trouble and problems. I don't need to say this much. Job chapter 14, verse 1. Let's go. Man, who is born of a woman? Is for few days. So listen to me. When you are in trouble, it is nothing new. You are not the only one in it. But remember the first thing I told you. Our God is an ever-present help in the time of trouble. So you have trouble and you have God. and you always overcome your trouble. Do we understand? Nahum 1:7, our God is an ever-present help in times whenever you have trouble. Remember, God is around the corner. Let's reach God. The Lord is good. A stronghold when He is a stronghold in the day of trouble. So therefore, there are some things you should not do in trouble. Are you listening? Let me tell you 7 things you should not do in trouble. Number 1, don't blame God. Ah, God, why me now? After everything you have done for you, what have you done? Ma, God, why now? After everything I've done for you, what have you done? You that came naked to the world, that could have been aborted, that could have died before you were 1 week, that could have been thrown away. You are the one now telling God, after all I've done for you, what have you done for God? Sir, if you stop what you are doing for God, God will die, but that's the stupidity. If God, I'm giving you 1 week. 1 week. If you don't do it by 1 week, I will not come to church again. Why are you here, sir? See, you can't harass God. He is unmovable, unshakable. He is not the mate of your father. Don't blame God in the days of trouble. If you are on earth, there will be trouble. But God is an ever-present help to help you overcome trouble. So if you blame God that will help you in the day of your trouble, who will help you? Don't blame God in the day of your trouble. Number 2, don't give up in the day of your trouble. Number 3, don't cry too much in the day of your trouble. Cry. Cry. But don't cry too much. Not that when everybody now say, what happened? And then you start crying. Cry in the room alone. Cry very well. Lock the door. Cry very well. But when people come, don't allow them to see your cries. So that people will not laugh at you. Say, God, don't catch them. Say, me, they do too, no. You will just make up like, see, now him be the only beautiful person for church. You don't catch them now. Now, you know, if you put on makeup again. Don't let people. Magic cut your hair. Don't let people mock you by your cries. Don't give up. Don't cry too much. Whenever you're alone, lock the door, cry. When people are around, smile. Are we seeing church? Don't be discouraged in the days of your trouble. Don't lose your joy in the day of trouble. Don't be afraid in the day of trouble. Do not worry in the day of trouble. Let me read the 7 again. Number 1, do not blame God. Number 2, do not give up. Number 3, don't cry all the time. Don't cry too much. Number 4, don't be discouraged. Do not lose your joy. Do not be afraid. Do not worry. Pastor, if I should not do these things, what should I do? Psalm 77 verse 2. Let me give you 3 things to do in the day of trouble and we pray. Number 1. Oh yeah, let's go. Read on the screen. Let's go. In the day of my trouble, I do what? I sought the Lord. See, the day of a trouble is not the day you run away from the presence of God. The day of trouble is not the time you fight by and say, I am serving. If you do not do it, I'm leaving. I am doing it. You will still come back. We are waiting. I've seen many people, they say they will not do this. They will not. They have gone to do, taste all the other things. They've come back. You can't leave God on the day of your trouble. What do you do on the day of trouble? You run towards God. You seek God. And being in church today is a symbol of you seeking God. And the God you seek will appear in his sanctuary for your help. In the name of Jesus. Lift your hand, 2 hands up and say, oh Lord, help me. Let me not be put to shame. Let me not be put to shame. Arise for my help. Can I pray? Say, arise for my help. 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 Let me not be put to shame. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Psalm 50 verse 15. What do you do in the day of trouble? When you don't do any of these things, you are saying trouble. Stay. Listen to me. God has given us instructions of what to do in the day of trouble. When you don't do them, you are the one saying trouble. Stay. Do we understand what I'm saying? Okay. Psalm 50 verse 15. Let's go. Number two. Let's go. Call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver you and you shall glorify my name. Sama, when he delivers you, remember to glorify his name. Remember to give thanksgiving. Remember to drop something as appreciation. You know, we have many people that come, God have done this, he have done that. They only share testimony. No seed, nothing to drop, and in appreciation of God. Even in Nigeria, if somebody do something good for you, buy some gifts and go ask for appreciation. Our people is just to come and stand in this corner. If I will say all the things that God has done for me this year, we will not leave home. They do that and drop 15 naira. And when they are in trouble another time, they are waiting for God to help them. The God that helped you that you could not glorify with your substance. May the Lord not abandon you. In the name of Jesus. So in the day of trouble, remember him. In fact, giving of your substance in the day of trouble can terminate that trouble faster. If you understand the Lord. So he wants you to call upon him in the day of your trouble. Number three thing the Lord wants you to do for in the day of trouble. Psalm 34 verse 17. Let's read together. Once you go, the righteous cry out, and the Lord hears and delivers them out of all their trouble. So in the day of trouble, he wants you to seek him. When you are in trouble, he wants you to call upon him. When you are in trouble, he wants you to cry out unto him. You know, I've always shared this with you. I don't know if you have heard me saying it before. You know, if you go to the hospital, most of us go to the hospital early in the morning so that we will take number. You know, when you take the number, you are seated. Do you understand what I'm talking about? They'll be calling number 22, number 23, and you will be going one after the other. If some people rush somebody into the hospital, maybe accidented person, they rush the person to the hospital and they shout there, doctor, doctor, and they carry the body, what do you think will happen? What do you think will happen? It doesn't matter if you have been there for 5 hours waiting. They will enter the place. They are Christ. There's a Christ that Bartimaeus cried and Jesus stayed. Christ touches the heart of God. But you know, most of the time, yeah. Maybe the person where they toast you, they are around. You know what making noise? Maybe the makeup is too cool. The makeup choke. So you don't want to make your tears and your what do we call it? Your sweat to affect the makeup. So you refuse to cry. In fact, at that time, you say, okay, all prayer points are the same. Let not my makeup be spoiled. Let me write them down. And I'll go and pray at home. The anointing in the sanctuary is different from anointing in your house. You can't compare a corporate anointing. It's better you pray and go and listen to the tape and write out the prayer point than the prayer points are coming out. Instead of praying, you are writing prayer point to pray later. Only I come. Jesus, Jesus, lift your two hands up. Let's pray for help again. Let's pray for help. Jesus, Psalm 60, 11 and 12. Help is here. No doubt about it. The Lord is here to help you. The trouble you are in, whether you cause it yourself, somebody calls it and you are a victim, or you don't know the source, it doesn't matter. As long as it is trouble, there is help for you. Do you understand? And please, Mr. Proud Woman, how could you have made this mistake? Let me call someone. Stop bothering and complaining and blaming yourself. It's time to pray to the only one that can help you. Let me go do one more. Forgive yourself. God has forgiven you. And he will make help available for you. Look at the screen. Let's read together. Let's pray. We are going to pray for this. Let's go. One, two, go. Give us help from trouble. For the help of man is useless. Through God, we will do valiantly. For it is he who shall tread down. Lift your hands and say, oh Lord, give me help. Arise and give me help. Pray unto me, arise and give me help. Arise and give me help. Mention the area you need help. Mention the area. Arise, arise, arise. Arise. Arise and give me help. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Look at the screen. Is it true God we will do valiantly? For it is he who tread down our enemy. Let's pray. Every enemy is troubling me. Oh God, arise. Tread them down. Can we pray? Tread them down. Tread them down. Tread them down. Tread them down. My help is here. Anything troubling me. Oh Lord, tread them down. With God we will do valiantly. It is he who will tread down our enemy. In the name of Jesus, we tread down the problem, the opposition, everything troubling us. We tread them down. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Psalm 54, 4 to 7. I just want us to pray from scriptures in this service. Psalm 54, let's read together. Behold, behold, God is my helper. The Lord is with those who uphold my life. He will repay my enemies for their evil. God, lift your right hand. Say, every enemy causing me trouble. Oh, Lord, arise. Cut them off from me. Cut them off. Cut them off. Anything troubling me, whatever is the trouble, arise and cut them off. Arise and cut them off. Cut off the trouble. Cut off the troubler. Arise for my help. Cut off the trouble. Cut off the troubler. Arise for my help. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Stretch out your hand here. Stretch out your hand. Stretch out. Let the keys go. Let the keys continue. Stretch out your hand here. Whatever is troubling you, the Lord, cut them off from your life. Whoever the troubler is, the Lord, cut them out from your life. In the name of Jesus. Say with me, say, Lord, trouble my trouble. Lord, trouble my troublers. Can we pray in the name of Jesus? Lord, arise. Trouble my trouble. Lord, arise. Trouble my troublers. Arise. Trouble my trouble. Trouble my troublers. Trouble my trouble. Trouble my troublers. Help me, help me, help me. Arise, trouble my troubles. Trouble my troublers. Trouble my trouble. Trouble my troublers. Arise. Trouble my trouble. Trouble my troublers. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Let's check verse 6 and 7 quickly. I will freely sacrifice you. That was what I was saying about so something. I will freely sacrifice to you. I will praise your name, O Lord, for it is good to sacrifice. For he has delivered me out of how many trouble? All trouble. And my eye shall see his desire. You are going to lift your two hands up. Deliver me from all my trouble. Let my eyes see my desire. Now, pause. Before we continue, what do you want to see about the enemy? You know, the enemy might not be a human being. The situation is the enemy. The circumstance is the enemy. The experience is the enemy. Whatever is troubling is the enemy. The sickness is the enemy. What do you want to see about that? He said, for he has delivered me out of all trouble, and my eyes have seen his desire. Upon me, lift your two hands up. What is that desire? Say, oh Lord, deliver me from all my trouble. Now, say the desire. Say the desire. Deliver me from all my trouble. Let me see the end of our trouble. Let the shame be taken away. Let me look for the trouble and see them no more. Because you have delivered me from all my trouble. All my trouble. In the name of Jesus, stretch forth your hand. I pray for you. Whatever the trouble and the troubler is, that you don't know that is a trouble. Some people don't know the trouble. They don't know the troubler. I ask that the axe of the Lord will go after the trouble. The river of the Lord will sweep away. The flood of the Lord will sweep away the troubler. In the name of Jesus, every trouble hiding, every troubler hiding, every trouble you can see that you don't know is trouble, every troubler that you don't know is the source of the problem, let the wind of the Lord expose them. Let the wind of the Lord destroy them. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Joshua 7:25. Joshua 7. Have your seat. Let's pray. Joshua 7:25. And Joshua said, why have you troubled us? The Lord will trouble you. I pray for you. Anything troubling you, the Lord trouble them. In the name of Jesus. Sir, I don't know what is troubling you. I know what is troubling me. Whatever is troubling you, will call them by name. Why have you troubled me? The Lord trouble you. I give you time. Pray. Mention them. Delay. Why are you troubling me? The Lord the trouble you. Shame, disgrace, financial embarrassment, lack, poverty, lack of admission. Why are you troubling me? Not doing anything since I graduated. Unemployment. Why are you troubling me? The Lord trouble you. Let the Lord trouble. The Lord trouble you. Why are you troubling me? Why are you troubling me? The Lord trouble you. Why are you troubling me? The Lord trouble you. Why are you troubling me? The Lord trouble you. Why are you troubling me? The Lord trouble you. Why are you troubling me? The Lord trouble you. Why are you troubling me? The Lord trouble you. Mayakatala. Rabakare getelebo. Yabakatala.
Inando soprapinde kide. Rusona mamamama. Apamba bakosa. Ile tumbe latande. Ribekande babababababa. Asaba pandoso. Imanda balakaide. Ribebekota bababa. Ayandi beka tumbeleka. Zuprebe babababa. Aya lema mana koda. Imbram bena kambela tuza. Emam babababa. Aya diga diga diga. Ibom babababaide. Elinda babababa.
Hello, trouble.
Yandiga baide. Obam babababaide zabambo. Obam bibi gizi gidiya. Ebam babalatuza.
In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Psalm 83, let's read from verse 13. Whatever is troubling you, the Lord trouble them. Psalm 83, verse 13. Can we go? Let's go. Oh God, you are going to pray this for yourself by just reading it. That reading is the prayer. Can we go? Lift your right hand as I pray. Oh my God, make them we are talking about the trouble and the troublers. Say, my trouble and my troubler. Say that, let me hear you.
Oh, now,
let's go. Oh my God. Make them like the wearing dust, like the chaff
before the wind.
Before the wind. Let's go. 14. As the fire burns the wood, and as the flame set the mountain on fire, so pursue them with your tempest, and fighting them with your storm.
Fill their faces with shame, that they may seek your name.
Oh Lord, let them be confounded and dismayed forever. Yes, let them be put to shame
and perish. Lift your two hands up. Say, everything I've decreed now, let it come upon my trouble and my troublers. Oh, pray for yourself. Let it come upon my trouble and my troublers.
Let it come upon my trouble and my troublers.
Jesus, you're my own.
In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Two more scriptures. Galatians 6:17.
I am very excited. You need to see the help God is making available. Making available for you. Making available for you. Making available for you. Lift up your hands up. Receive. Just lift up your hands. Lift up. Close your eyes. Lift your hands. Lift up your hands. Lift your hands. Help is flowing in your direction.
Help is delivered into your hands. Help! 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 Help!
Jesus, you're my all in all.
Look at the screen. Let's pray together. Let's go from now on. Let no one trouble me, for I bear in my body the mark. Say that again from now.
Hello, are you here?
Say it like the person with the highest seal on land. Say, from now on.
Can I hear me? Oh, I said, let's go from now
from
on.
From now on.
Let no one trouble me, for I
bear in my body the marks of the Lord.
Say that again, let me hear you.
From now on, let no one trouble me, for I bear in my body the marks of the Lord.
Say that again, let me hear you.
From now on, let no one trouble me, for I bear in my body the marks of the Lord Jesus.
We thank you. Isaiah 61:7. Let me end with that. For your trouble, the Lord is giving you double. Lift your two hands up. Say, I receive double for every trouble. 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 In the name of Jesus. In Jesus, my mighty name, we have prayed. Next week, what is on the screen? Instead of your shame, you shall have double. I pray for everyone here that has been disgraced publicly, put to shame by a situation, embarrassed by in your neighborhood, receive a double honor for that shame. In the name of Jesus, let's continue. And instead of confusion, they shall rejoice. What does it mean? There is a portion for you. Sir, man, in this Abuja, there is a portion for you. Hello, you are not living Abuja without your portion. Do you understand? Say, in Abuja, there is a portion for me. Far away from trouble. Far away from the troublers. There is a portion for me. In the name of Jesus. Now, let's go to the last part. Therefore, in their land, they shall possess. Presently, in Abuja is your land. What are you possessing? In the next 4 months, double of what you have received in the last 8 months. In the name of Jesus, you are possessing a double. Lift your two hands up. I receive double for every trouble. Double, 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 double. Pray for yourself as I leave this place. I receive double for every trouble. I receive double.
Jesus, you're my only.
I receive double. I receive double for every trouble.
Oh, yeah.
ones up. Oh. Okay, we'll take some 20 after. Lift your two hands. You will not know shame. You will not know shame. Every trap set for you in the future, that trap is destroyed by the fire of the Lord. In the name of Jesus. Whatever will bring disgrace publicly for you, whatever will bring losses, the Lord arise and take them away from your life.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. Anyone in any form of trouble now, let the Lord arise, fight for you. Let the Lord arise and help you. We give you all the glory, we give you all the honor. Blessed be your name, O Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen.
Thank you for sharing the moment with us. We hope you have been blessed and we look forward to hearing from you. You can reach us via WhatsApp, SMS or calls on 090-1137-1118. You can visit or worship with us at the Citadel of Impact, New Estate Baptist Church, behind Silver Mall, near Sakale Bus Stop, Buhari Expressway, Duse Alaji, Abuja. Or join us on Facebook and YouTube at NEBC Duse Abuja, on Instagram at TCI_Abuja, or Mixlr audio channel at TCI-Abuja. Our worship time is 7:30 a.m., 9 a.m., and 10:30 a.m. on Sundays, and on Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Till we come your way again, stay blessed and stay safe. Grace to you.